I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Tonight at Tsunami Books in Eugene, two fine singer-songwriters will be performing together from Portland. Anne Weiss, whose latest release is the aptly named Where Folk Gets the Blues. She's also working on a live record these days. She'll appear with Beth Wood, Texas native, who's been a resident of Eugene for a while now. She's been releasing a Song of the Month for a while, and that will be coming out in CD form shortly as well. Both Beth Wood and Anne Weiss are with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, who's on first here? What's the first song we're going to
take it away, Anne.
All right. All right. This is a song called Fall. I'm a big Michael Franti fan. And I watched a video of his, and I was very inspired, so I wrote this song. Every rock and wall made from some loving hand, made with some loving plan. To every rock and wall I say stay, won't you stay? To every rock and wall that keeps a farmer from their land, keeps a loved one from their kin, that keeps a friend from a friend. To every rock and wall I say fall, fall, fall. To every rock and wall, oh, oh. To every rock and wall that holds a foundation down, helps a strong soul stand the ground. To every rock and wall I say stay, won't you stay? To every rock and wall that keeps the system in its place, keeps racism in its race. To every rock and wall I say fall, fall, fall. To every rock and wall. One more hand reaching over. Build the house together, planned for summer. Build the temple, come build the cathedral that holds the whole night sky and all of its people. To every rock and wall. To every rock and wall. Every rock and wall, I say fall. 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 Every rock and
Anne Weiss, joined by Beth Wood on the harmonies, live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at Tsunami Books in Eugene, beginning at 7:30 p.m. So, Anne, what was it about the spirit and music of Michael Franti that you found showing up in that song? What inspired you to do that?
What, I don't sound exactly like Michael Franti in that song?
You look just like him.
I know. I look just like him, the dreadlocks, and I'm a really tall guy. Yep. Actually, he went to Iraq and to Palestine in the sort of the height of all of the violence, because he wanted to be one American who showed up and said, you know what, I'm for peace. That's what I'm for. I don't want you guys to have the illusion that we're all behind this. It was a very brave thing to do. And one of the things that I just loved about this documentary that his friends made was that he just bothered to learn like one word in the language of the countries he was going to, and then he would just make up songs. And he's so unusual looking that he would walk down the street and like sing a song that only had the word peace in it, and he'd like anybody turned to, he'd just smile at them and be like, come sing with me. And everybody did, you know. It was really just amazing. And then the video also looked at him in Palestine, and he walked up to the fence and said, hey, why don't you guys talk to each other? And so he got these young men, both of, you know, in the military on either side, to chat it up a little bit and discovered that they weren't so different. And it was very moving. So it brought up the topic for me.
The Michael Frani video, I Know I'm Not Alone, a very powerful thing indeed.
That is right, yeah.
So you're working on a live record, correct?
I am working on a live record.
What will be the character of that compared to what you've been doing? What are you aiming to capture in your live record?
Well, I have been performing a lot at the Alberta Street, the Alberta Rose Theater in Portland. And I've been doing so many different projects there. I've done a Joni Mitchell tribute. I've done a Women in the Blues. I'm doing a Bonnie Raitt tribute. There's kind of all these different flavors going on. And I love the theater. I love the vibe. I feel very at home there. And I just wanted to capture me doing my thing in a live setting. Normally I do, you know, sort of big album production. And I thought it might be nice to have something that was mostly me, or me with Mary Flower, or me with LaRonda Steele, or me with, you know, whoever it was.
And why it's live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at Tsunami Books with Beth Wood in Eugene at 7:30. Well, Beth, you have a new record coming out too, don't you?
I do. I'm so excited. This has been a long time in the making.
I look forward to hearing about that process, but I think I'd like to hear a song first.
Oh, fantastic.
What are you going to play for us?
We are going to do a song called Easy on Me. I was thinking of doing a version called Easy on KLCC for the fundraiser, but I don't think I can keep a straight face if I sing it that way. So I'll do the original version. Today the world feels so heavy. It don't care about you. So let's wait for tomorrow to leave our sanctuary. We've been working so hard for so little, for so long to keep this place to belong.
Thank you. Beth Wood, live in the KLCC studios with Ann Weiss. Easy on Me here. They are live tonight at Tsunami Books in Eugene, beginning at 7:30. So you don't have to keep a straight face. What would the public radio version of that song be?
We've been working so hard for so little for so long. Take it easy on KLCC.
Yeah, so, I mean, for both of you, what is it about public radio that makes it essential to you, and what do you love about it, since it is the last day of our drive?
I don't know if we have enough time for us to really go into how all the things that it means to me personally, but just personally in my life, I love tuning in when I'm at the house, I'm cooking dinner, I love listening to the news, seeing what's going on in the world, and not to mention KLCC's relationship to our community. That's really important to me. And also, of course, the way that KLCC supports music, and not all kinds of music, not commercial music, but like all kinds of music, all styles, independent artists. It's really important to keep that vital lifeline to music, and not just, you know, the canned stuff that we hear.
Well, thank you, Beth, for those kind words. KLCC.org is the place to make a pledge of support. Online at this point, we're finishing our drive at 6:30 tonight. We'll be back with you on the phone starting at 3:30 as well. And I presume public radio has had some meaning in your life as well, so...
Just a little. I'm a public radio fanatic. You know, it's funny, when I think about sort of the start of my love of public radio, I remember being a kid, in my household, we either heard folk music, like the Pete Seeger style of things, or we heard classical music. That was the household I was growing up in. And I remember, I don't know where the family was. I was like 9. I was standing in the kitchen, and public radio was virtually always on. And some gospel came on. And it was like, it was like an alien just came down and beamed me up. You know, and it was my gateway into blues, into soul, into R&B, into... you know, into lots of mixed genres. It just kind of opened up the whole world. That was amazing. And then because my family always kept public radio on, I was also always hearing about what was happening in the world and why I should be concerned and how I could be involved. And I know that this radio station does a great job of that. And boy, I'm really thrilled that you all are here. And whoever's listening, I sure hope you can pull out your wallet, your checkbook, your iPhone, iPad, you know, credit card, and help them out, because this, boy, without this, the community would be so much less.
Thank you, Anne, very much. And if you're listening and want to make that pledge, it is klcc.org. Before we turn back to Anne for another song, Beth, I want to ask you just a bit about the unusual process of creating and releasing one song at a time that then gets shaped into a CD.
Yes.
Having all the audience and fan feedback one song at a time, how did that shape the overall result?
Oh, my gosh. It was actually really interesting, because I got to hear on an individual level how people reacted to a certain song. And that sort of gave me an overall feeling of, when I put them together, how it was going to work. And I think having that feedback was really helpful. I mean, I'm not saying that I want people to make every decision about every little thing, but it was really helpful. And then another cool thing about that was I released the songs one song at a time. So we had all this time at the end to go back and change things if we wanted to. And, you know, if somebody might have said, hey, I had trouble hearing your vocal in this spot, I was like, oh, cool. You know, and to get that kind of feedback, that kind of gentle criticism was really, really nice and helpful.
Yeah. And the resulting CD, when will it be out? What will it be called?
It's called Sometimes Love, and I'm hoping it will be out at the beginning of May. I'm doing a CD release party with Tyler Fortier. We're going to have a full band, and we're going to rock it out at Cosmic on June 14th. So that's the plan.
And in the meantime, live at Tsunami with Ann Weiss tonight at 7:30 in Eugene.
Yeah.
Ann, what's the next thing you're going to play for us here?
It's a title track of one of my CDs. I was always advised to have very short titles for CDs. It seemed important to the various producers I was working with, and sort of general advice. And so I called this one Concrete World and the Lover's Dream.
Thank you.
Two birds sitting in a tree. Neither one wants to sing to me. One won't speak and one won't say. This is the world that we have made. This is the world that we have made. World that we have made. World that we have made. Don't ask me if it's too late. Don't ask me if it's too late. Two birds sitting in a tree. One is blind and the other can't see. One has a bow and one has a blade. And this is the world that we have made. This is the world that we have made. World that we have made. World that we have made. Don't ask me if it's too late. Don't ask me if it's too late. Take these wings and mend these things. Take these wings and mend these things. Take these wings and mend these things. The concrete world and the lover's dream. Concrete world and the lover's dream. Concrete world and the lover's dream. Upon that hill, one won't fly, but the other one will. One will fly and one will fall. But what happens to one will happen to all. This is the world that we have made. A world that we have made. World that we have made. Don't ask me if it's too late. Don't ask me if it's too late. Take these wings and mend these things. Take these wings and mend these things. Take these wings and mend these things. The concrete world and the lover's dream. Concrete world and the lover's dream. Concrete world and the lover's dream.
Anne Weiss, Concrete World and a Lover's Dream, from the album of the same name, live in the KLCC studios, and live tonight with Beth Wood at Tsunami Books in Eugene, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Find out more about Anne Weiss, including her latest CD, Where Folk Gets the Blues, and perhaps her forthcoming live CD at anneweiss.com, and more about Beth Wood, including her forthcoming CD and the recent Song of the Month Club, online at bethwoodmusic.com. Tickets for the show at the door tonight at Tsunami Books. Thank you so much, both, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. It was so much fun.